Supreme Court says turn them over. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A decision today ending former President Trump's efforts to keep his tax returns away from a congressional committee.
Justices have denied a last-ditch appeal from former President Trump to prevent the House Ways and Means Committee from accessing 6 years of tax returns. Without comment or any noted dissent, an order from the court lifts a temporary hold put in place to allow legal arguments to be made. The Democratic-led House panel has been trying for 3 years to see the tax records, arguing federal law requires the IRS and Treasury Department to provide the documents as part of oversight of U.S. tax law.
Fox's Jared Halperin at the White House. His longtime accountant testified Tuesday that Mr. Trump claimed losses on his tax returns every year for a decade, including a $700 million loss in 2009. The testimony in the criminal tax fraud trial of the Trump Organization, not the former president personally. President Biden has ordered the moratorium on student loan payments extended while the Supreme Court considers an appeal to lower court orders blocking the student loan forgiveness program.
Republican special interests and elected officials sued to deny this relief, even for their own constituents. But I'm completely confident my plan is legal. But right now, it's on hold because of these lawsuits.
Lawsuits claim the president overstepped his constitutional authority by offering to forgive thousands in student loan debts to millions of borrowers. Jury deliberations began in federal court in Washington today in the trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four others charged with seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors say they conspired to stop Congress from certifying the Electoral College results from the 2020 presidential election. These are the most serious charges against any of the defendants from the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol. Deliberations will resume after the holiday weekend. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Bankruptcy proceedings continue in Delaware for a collapsed cryptocurrency trading firm.
One FTX lawyer characterizing the fallout as a different sort of animal and saying, quote, what we have is a worldwide organization that was run effectively as a personal fiefdom of Sam Bankman-Fried. What we had was a lack of corporate controls at a level that none of us in the profession have looked at and so far has ever seen. While lawyers shared they've now recovered a total of $1.24 billion, the bigger revelations coming in where all the billions have gone. First, FTX highlighting that a substantial amount of assets were either stolen or missing. The company is continuing to fight off cyber attacks that began the day it filed for bankruptcy. And more shocking, $300 million in corporate funds being used to purchase homes and vacation properties in the Bahamas for the company's senior staff.
Kelly O'Grady of the Fox Business Network. 2 weeks after Election Day, another race has been decided. This one, California's newly redrawn 3rd Congressional District. The AP now projects that Republican Kevin Kiley will defeat Democrat Kermit Jones, extending the GOP's thin House majority in the next Congress. A large fine has been levied over a fatal amusement park accident last spring.
An amusement park ride operator in Orlando, where 14-year-old Tyree Sampson fell 400 feet to his death from a ride in March, faces a $250,000 fine and a ban on future amusement permits. Florida Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services Nikki Fried says operators altered sensors, which resulted in the 383-pound teen not being properly secured.
There was minimal training conducted on the ride. A training manual did not exist.
The Orlando Freefall ride is being dismantled. Sampson's family is suing the owner, manufacturer, and landlord, claiming negligence. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The search for victims from Monday's earthquake in Indonesia continues, with 260 people known dead, hundreds more injured. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.